FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Hazen and Cocktail says its investigations into troubled municipalities in the province should be completed by the end of the month.
Kwadekuza and Nongoma, those investigations are actually quite far ahead. We have issued RFIs, we have done the analysis with regard to the documents. With regard to Nongoma, we've had to do some follow-up interviews as well.
Head of Department Dr. Joey Krishnan briefed the KZN Legislature yesterday. The probe was launched in March with a focus on Msunduzi, Nongoma and Kwadekuza municipalities, which are currently under administration. In Kwadekuza, the investigation is looking into allegations of maladministration and irregularities in the awarding of three tenders. The department's also probing how 37 million rand was withdrawn from the municipality's bank account. Krishnan, meanwhile, says progress has been slow in Msunduzi.
We were met with resistance in terms of the provision of documentation. The municipality is considering its legal recourse in respect of the investigation.
The Pinetown Community Policing Forum says house robberies remain a serious problem in the West Durban area. It comes after four suspected robbers were shot and wounded in a gunfight with police on Underwood Road yesterday. Officers recovered firearms, stolen electronics, jewellery and other luxury items. Police have launched a manhunt for the fifth suspect who evaded arrest. Justin Bossy from the local CPF says criminals should expect the full might of the law.
We want a zero crime tolerance. In our area, we must set that example and set that statement. If you're going to do crime in our area, that's what's going to happen. If you're going to take on the police, that's what's going to happen.
And the International Relations Department has denounced a US report highlighting the so-called deteriorating situation in South Africa. In its annual human rights report released yesterday, the US State Department accused Pretoria of, quote, taking a substantially worrying step towards land expropriation of Afrikaners and further abuses against racial minorities. In a statement, DIRCO has labelled the report inaccurate and deeply flawed. It says it fails to reflect the reality of our constitutional democracy. And abroad, a recent Israeli strike killed four Al Jazeera journalists and two freelancers. That's according to the news channel, which has now clarified that four of the six dead were staff and not five as initially reported. The Qatar-based broadcaster had originally reported its correspondent Anas Al-Sharif and four of his colleagues were killed in the Israeli attack on Sunday. The attack on the journalist's tent in Gaza City provoked international outrage. The Israeli military confirmed it had carried out the attack on Sharif, claiming he was a terrorist who posed as a journalist. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has warned that public health conditions in Gaza are catastrophic. At least 148 people have died from malnutrition this year, including 49 children. The organization's Rick Pieperkorn says access for international medical teams and supplies remains a major obstacle.
Hospitals are particularly overwhelmed by the injuries coming from the food distribution areas, which are also driving persistent shortages of blood and the plasma. The number of casualties among people trying to access food supplies has increased to 1,655 fatalities and more than 11,800 injuries since 27 of May.
Durban 23, Richards Bay 27, Pietermaritzburg 26. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Kaizer Chiefs looking for back-to-back wins tonight in the Betway Prem. Springbok center Jesse Grill looking forward to his battle with Wallaby star center Joseph Sa'ali'i. And Amand Duplantis has broken his 13th pole vault record.